I could play for the world on a Martin guitar. I could play for the girls on a Martin guitar. I could play all night long if I had a Martin guitar. I could play like my dad did on his Martin guitar. I could sing all night long if I had a Martin guitar. Daryl Bledsoe has, to my knowledge, two Martin guitars given to him by the company as an endorsement. He also has a McPherson guitar and several awards around his office. He's a talented man in a competitive industry, but he's also somebody I've known for a long time, and it didn't occur to me until a few years after meeting him what all he had accomplished and what all he was still working to do. This is Three Ways to Draw Interest by Kellen Johnson. How do you explain somebody you've known for a large part of your life to somebody else? How do you make them care about that person or your experiences with that person? Sharing interests is always a good in. Just bring up something both parties have in common and suddenly interest is easy to come by. First, they're going to ask, what do they do? Well, this may be obvious to you, but others need to be introduced to the person. Well, currently he's an instructor at WT. He's also produced several records for artists in the Christian and secular markets, and he's won several awards for those records. He's been the leader of the music program at the church I went to. And he's worked with McGraw-Hill on their music books for schools, some that you might have used if you graduated around the time I did. Okay, now you've established interest about the person. How did this person get their start? What inspired them to get going? Well, he told me his parents were very supportive of him pursuing music, and he's always known that he wanted to do something with music since a young age. Very music-oriented family, and that just snowballed from there. He first graduated North Texas with a Bachelor's of Music degree, then University of Houston with a Master's of Education, and finally Emmanuel Baptist University with an honorary doctorate degree in music. Now, he did point out it was a lot of hard work, something he'll make sure to tell any one of his students who ask if they can follow in his footsteps. They can do it, and it's a lot of fun, but it's work first. Well, the party who's listening to you might say, that's awesome. I was thinking about attending North Texas myself. It's a great liberal arts school. But how do you know this person? What do you know about this person? Why are they interesting to you? Well, I've known Daryl for a large portion of my life. He was the music leader at my church and then my guitar teacher. He always had time to help with any difficulty and would constantly ask about my progress when I saw him outside of lessons. And now whenever I see him, it's like seeing an old friend, you know, someone you've connected to. Okay? And now, with a bit of luck and hopefully some presentation skills, you've inspired somebody to meet somebody interesting, look into that person, and maybe find someone in their life who's been interesting and helpful to them.